Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, Ryan.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you very much, Dee.
What part of the island are you on?
In County Meath.
The wonderful County of Meath.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we're talking boy bands, breakups, the...
Oh, hysteria. Yes, totally.
You were working in London at the time.
What
was happening at that time?
Well, I was one of the managers in a hotel where Take That were staying when Robbie left, and it was mental.
Really?
Absolutely mental. I remember when they arrived, I had to take them all up to their rooms. It was this mad thing with bleached blonde hair, who turned out to be Robbie.
Yes.
And little did we know that within a day, we were just going to have mass hysteria descend on us.
Which hotel are you talking about, Dee?
Oh, I don't know that I can say, because we still have they still have a lot of celebs staying there.
So oh, okay. Well, let's not do that then. So, they come here. It's your day with the band. I've met them a couple of times. Lovely lads. And
lovely.
Yep, and you brought them in and looked after them. But was it the next day Robbie left?
The next day, I think it was, that Robbie left, that the announcement came, and it just went mental at the hotel. I remember it was a beautiful summer's day. There was a lady standing outside for 24 hours screaming with a two-week-old baby. She just, 2 weeks ago, had given birth, you know, and brought this baby with her. There was girls climbing our fire exits, our fire escapes.
Good Lord.
Get up the roof. I mean, it was just absolutely necessary. Fire doors, alarms going off all the time because they were trying to get into the hotel, you know, to get the lads. Robbie was still there, but of course he had been whisked away.
Hysterical. Hysterical.
Hysterical. They stayed day and night. We had a beautiful executive manager, Sally, God rest her soul.
Yes.
She was there at the time, and she'd sit in the bar at night and look out at these girls. One night she called me and said, right, they're all coming in. What do you mean? No, bringing them down to our staff canteen. And all those bands, well, a lot of them came in and sort of warmed up and were brought back out by security again and all. It was very sweet, but they were, God bless them, it was very sad. You know, you think someone had...
They were like in mass mourning, were they?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes when we have a band like One Direction that comes into the Late Late Show, we have to put crash barriers outside the TV building to keep the fans contained because they're.
Right. Yeah.
You know. But I always think it's a mark of the band if they come out and say hello and pose for a picture. I always think it's a bit mean spirited if they skedaddle out the back.
Yeah, now we had cases of they would come in the front door at times, or I'd get called to say open the back door and they're coming in. But there was one occasion that they did come in, and Gary walked by them all, and I stood with my hands on my hips, very cross with them. And he only took one look at me, I said nothing, and he went back out again.
Get away, okay. So
I was standing there going, get out there, they're your fans, they're paying your money, your wages.
Yeah,
and out he went and sort of signed autographs and back in again.
Yeah.
But, no, sometimes they had to be whisked away out the back door for reasons, you know, I don't know. I didn't know what they were. I was just given the nod to open the back door.
Yeah, could be exhaustion, though. Sometimes the bands are just too wrecked to get into crowds again, you know.
Totally, totally. Yeah, and I remember Joan Collins came in to visit Sally one of the days of that, those few days when Robbie had left, and she walked in the door and threw her arms in the air and said, darling, are these people here for me?
Oh, gosh.
Yes, and it was like, no, because Robbie's gone.
Yeah. It's a strange life, though. You were up close to see the world they live in, and
totally.
Some of them can handle it well, some can't.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you, you know, the most of them can, but it is a very daunting life for them. Mm. I mean, they can't breathe. They've got girls checked into their hotel that, you know, they know where they're going somehow, and they check into their hotel because they can't even go around the public areas. I mean, Jason used to regularly come down the back staff quarters.
Yes.
Just so he could walk around the hotel without being mobbed, you know. So it was very, very hard on them. Yeah, I can see where poor Zane's coming from.
Yeah, and people say, oh, it's in welfare, they're earning their millions. But, you know, at a human level, we break all that down for a second, and it's a totally unreal and surreal existence that they lead, and it's not very gratifying, really.
No, it's not, and they don't really get to see the family as much as people seem to think. I mean, you know, even I'm sure Niall doesn't get to see his family now. Of course, I have a daughter who's a big One Direction fan.
Of course,
and she is. Off the wall last night. And I'd say if it was Niall gone, I'd say the wall would have come down.
I'd say, well, Fritz has just texted in to say that she has a load of useless duvet covers for her daughter after cutting Zayn's picture out of them.
Oh, my.
There you go.
Goodness.
Yeah. That's what we're dealing with here. Well, yeah, Dee, thanks for your story. It's good to talk to you.
You too, Ryan.
Bye Take for
care.
Now.
Bye-bye now.
There she goes. There's Angela. Angela's in Clare. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm great, great. You're in Shannon, are you?
I sure am. I'm going to pull in now. 1 second.
Pull the hell in. God damn it.
Pull the hell in.
You have it there. Is the sun shining in beautiful Shannon, County Clare?
Yes, it's a lovely day. It's a lovely day.
Good. It's
for
nice.
Every day is a lovely day when you wake up breathing, isn't it?
Well, at least we are still here, which is a good sign. You pulled exactly. pulled in safe and sound?
I am.
Good on you. Okay, so what are we talking about this morning?
I'm just basically, you know, just with the whole Zayn thing leaving One Direction, I feel sorry for a lot of kids out there. I know a young fella, Adam, and he's 8, and he doesn't tell anyone that likes them because he gets a flagging over it for, like, the boy bands. And, like, as I say, there's young kids out there who love rugby and love football and love hurling.
All played by men.
All played by men, and that's okay. But when it's a boy band, apparently it's different. And the other thing I think that people seem to forget is these are 5 young lads who can actually sing. You know, they're not miming up there. They're great singers. If you look back at the X Factor auditions, they were stunning. I actually thought from Liam's first audition, I said, he'll win. Because, you know, he sang Cry Me a River, and he was just outstanding.
Did you know your stuff?
No, well, yeah, I'm an X Factor.
Obviously. Well, I mean, I watch it too, but I wouldn't be able to remember Liam singing Cry Me a River, but I'm very impressed by your...
Well, I'm a Michael Bublé fan as well. And the second he came out, I was like, oh my God. And I brought my niece to One Direction last year.
Yeah.
Now, as I say, I wasn't like, oh God, I love One Direction. But coming away from that concert last year, they just blew me away. They were so good, so interactive with the kids. You know, they really enjoy what they do.
Yeah.
And for, you know, for kids out there or even adults who are gutted over Zayn Lee, they should be. You know, it's like Henry Simpson resigning yesterday, retiring. I mean, people were upset over that. So why can't you be upset with somebody leaving a band?
So let the tears cascade down the cheeks of fans around the country.
Oh, absolutely.
And let them off. Let them have their day. Yeah. Okay. It's a good point, Angela. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. Take
care. For now.
Okay, bye.
And
bye.
From Clare to Mayo. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Well, what part of gorgeous Mayo are you in?
I'm in Claremorris, Ryan.
No better part of the world.
It's a beautiful part of the country, I have to say.
And I hope the sun is shining on you in Claremorris this morning.
It is at the minute, actually. I'm looking out the window. It's lovely.
Do you know what puts a smile on my face? Daffodils.
Daffodils.
I love daffodils.
I have some in my front garden.
Yes.
And if you drive out around the countryside, they're all over the place, Ryan.
They're a welcome addition to the landscape.
They're lovely.
Tell me about your daughter. How is she?
Oh, she's not too bad. Now, I spoke to her last night. She's in Galway in college.
Yeah, how old?
And she's 23, Ryan.
Yeah.
And she was very, very upset because she has tickets to see them in October.
Yeah.
And she thought with Zayn leaving, she says, oh my God, she said, am I going to see them in October? And I said, don't worry about it. I said, you'll be fine. But daughter number 2 then rang and she was laughing. She said, Laura's in an awful state. She said, so I rang daughter number 1. And daughter number 2 was 3 was here in the house and she was saying, what's wrong with them 2? So it was all about One Direction
so
yesterday.
Your house was taken up with, consumed by this news yesterday between tears and...
Yeah, we all went to see them in last year in Crow Park. I was dragged along.
Yeah.
I'm not a big One Direction fan myself, but I have to say I did enjoy them.
There you go. Dragged along reluctantly and you came back singing every song, tapping your foot on the way home.
Well, I knew every song before I left, Ryan, because I heard nothing but One Direction for weeks before we went.
And 23 in college and still crying about Zayn.
I know.
Insane.
I know. It's not like they're small kids and they can't understand like this sort of thing. But but they're huge fans and they love the group because they follow them from day one.
Okay, they grew up with them
in the last few years. That's it, exactly.
What about, have you any boys or just girls?
I have one boy, Ryan.
How old is he?
He's 13.
And is he roaring laughing at them all?
He's thinking they're all bonkers.
That's what I was thinking, yes.
All absolutely bonkers. He's going around shaking his head and saying, what's going on? He said, you swear someone had died.
And in many ways, somebody has died.
Well, he hasn't. I'm a big Take That fan, and when Robbie left, I wasn't all that bothered because Take That came back bigger and better than ever.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm still a huge fan.
And there's now three of them.
There is now
they're still limping on with three wheels on the car.
Yeah, and I was trying to get tickets to see them in the O2. I'd love to see them.
For God's sake, they're sold out.
They were so expensive as well because it's such a small venue.
Well, a text says, why are people so worried about Zayn leaving? The other four lads will do a great job carrying on. Sure, look at Westlife. They went on for 14 years.
I think they'd be fantastic on their own. But my heart goes out to Zayn because, you know, he's so tired. You can understand 5 years, no privacy, no life. And my heart goes out to him and the other boys as well. They're going to miss him terrible.
Well, somebody said One Direction were great at Croke Park, apart from Zayn, who looked like he didn't want to be there.
Well, he was probably tired, you know, and the four other boys probably kept him going and saying, come on, let's do this one and let's do this one. And finally, he had enough.
I think you should be their manager. I think, because you sound like like Uber Mammy. And you'd be there with the band going, now, Zayn, I know you're tired, but out you go. Come here to me now and I'll make a bowl of porridge. Out you go and sing the best song ever. Good lad. Out you go.
Well, a manager is a bit like being a mammy, isn't it?
Well, apparently.
You have to keep them going.
Yeah, but they need a proper Irish mammy to look after them. They'd be grand.
Well, now I agree with that. Send him over here and we'll keep him quiet for a few
One Direction play Claire Morris.
I'm sure my girls would just
love
to see him here.
I have no doubt.
Absolutely.
Have a great day, Colette.
Thank you, Ryan.
Lovely
Bye-bye.
To talk to you. Bye for now.
Bye.
Ryan, I'm crying into my cornflakes. This reminds me of the time Wham split up. Wham, bam, I am your man. My daughter loves Zayn. To the moon and back, Sophie has a life-size cardboard figure of him, and I also have grown very fond of him. We've seen him in concert in the Dublin, thanks to 2FM. We won tickets on your show and loved every minute. So goodbye, Zayn, and good luck. And we'll never take your cardboard cutout down. Sophie's 7, and will hold Zayn in her heart forever. I know a boy band. We've done that. Yes, the reason boy bands sometimes have to leave through the back ways as a text is because of safety for fans. When all the fans are corralled into crash barriers outside a venue, there's a big risk they could be crushed in the excitement of getting to meet or touch the band. Safety is paramount. It's not about the bands not wanting to meet their fans. I accept that entirely. Thank you. Not really a boy band story, says this text. As a 14-year-old, Kurt Cobain's death in 1994 hit me hard. And I had similar feelings in 04, age 24, when a very gifted guitarist called Dimebag Darrell Abbott was shot dead on stage by a US Marine. I felt sick at the waste of talent. He was one of my favourite guitarists. See, when they go, the big names in your life, they're part of your life because they've been singing to you as far as you're concerned. And then they go and you think, what a sad moment this is. So thank you for those texts. Can you please tell all your One Direction listeners to cop on? It's only a bloody band. They're all driving me insane. Well, you wouldn't feel that way if you were a big fan of theirs. This is their thing. That's it. Whatever about Zayn gone, my son is devastated about Jeremy Clarkson gone from Top Gear. He loves it. Another says, I've woken up and now find out that Jeremy Clarkson has joined One Direction and Henry Shefflin is the new host of Top Gear and Zayn Malik has joined. Just go back to bed.